One-fifth of Americans who went to the polls on November 2nd said they were motivated by a concern for moral values. By that, they seem to have meant opposition to abortion, gay marriage, and stem cell research, among other issues. Many of these voters were so-called evangelical Christians, and the influence they're exerting over America's social agenda isn't all that unusual. According to Randall Balmer, who teaches American religious history at Columbia University, evangelical concern for moral values has been a defining feature of American politics for a while now.
In the 19th century, evangelicals in particular were responsible for setting the social and political agenda for much of the century. And the agenda that they carved out for themselves was very much directed toward those who are on the margins of society. Slaves in the whole abolitionist movement, the temperance crusade, which in the 19th century was a progressive cause, unlike the way we think of it today, the whole issue of women's education, and particularly women's rights and women's suffrage, were all evangelical political causes in the 19th century.
Back then, those moral values were considered to be very liberal, or progressive, to use the terminology of the day. But are present-day liberal issues like universal health care or criticism of the war in Iraq considered to be moral values? Not really, says Randall Balmer, at least not in the collective 21st century sense of the term. Professor Balmer says since the 1970s, conservatives have changed the evangelical understanding of moral values. And because evangelicals have traditionally dominated the conversation about morality in America, our collective understanding of what a moral value is has also changed.
I don't see any of the same interest in the marginalized in society in the agenda of the religious right that I find in what I consider the noble legacy of 19th century evangelical political activism.
So what exactly happened? How did conservatives gain control of the conversation about moral values? Randall Balmer says it has to do with two things, really: the Cold War fight against godless communism and the racial tumult of the 1960s.
The two forces together skewed evangelical political activism in the direction of conservatism, as opposed to, as it was in the 19th century, very liberal and progressive causes.
But it isn't just that evangelical Christians have abandoned their progressive traditions and become more conservative. They've also maintained their control over the moral value conversation. And according to Stephen Waldman, co-founder of the website BeliefNet.com, conservative evangelicals couldn't have maintained their control of the conversation if liberals hadn't given it up.
I think it's true that if you ask people whether they're voting on moral values, the ones who are more likely to think of it in those terms are conservative. And that doesn't mean that liberals aren't thinking in terms of moral values. It's just not used to articulating it that way.
Stephen Waldman says over the last 30 years or so, liberals have stopped using the language of morality.
This is a topic that liberals are already beginning to chew over and will for the next 4 years. I think there's a certain discomfort that liberals have with the language of morality because it feels intolerant to them. And one of the most preeminent values among liberals is tolerance.
But Stephen Waldman says liberals are going to have to find a way of speaking about their issues in moral terms if they want to win the next presidential election. And judging from the editorials published in a number of prominent newspapers these past few weeks, decrying the notion that Mr. Bush's supporters are the only moral values voters in America, there seems to be an understanding among at least some liberals of the challenge they have ahead of them. I'm Maura Farrelly.